We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You are listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports. Who knows what I'm doing at this point. Episode 163. I mean, when you've done 163 episodes or something, you tend to go crazy at that point.
True.
And I guess I should say my name. I'm Morgan, and the guy that's perfect. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Mr. Austin, how the fuck is it
going? Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Got a birthday coming up, so that's cool. I'm getting
me
a tattoo.
Too. No way.
Yeah, it's weird. Every year we both have birthdays again.
Yeah, around the same time.
Yeah, strange.
I'm actually going bowling for mine. Well, kind of. I'll get all to right. that in a moment.
Well, it's not your time to talk. So
sorry. Zip.
So, excuse me. yeah, no, it's getting a tattoo. My wonderful wife has started a tradition of getting me a tattoo for my birthday. So I dig that because I don't have to pay for a tattoo. And I get one every year, which...
So you're not allowed to... Sorry to cut you off, but you're not allowed to... die until you're completely covered in tattoos then.
We'll see.
That's gonna be your you'll be like a tree when you count the rings, but you'll just be counting the tattoos on your body that tells you how old you are.
So how are you doing, Morgan?
I'm baked, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm high, but I'm not baked.
And I'm operating on like 4 hours of sleep because I was at the Rowdy game yesterday because we're recording Monday.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was hell of a game, which of course we'll get to. This past weekend, I did have a family barbecue, which was real tasty. We had pulled pork and potato salad and Caesar salad. And I think I'm still full from Saturday. No, it was delicious. What else? Oh, I've been working on a D&D campaign. I'm making my own campaign. So that see how that goes when I finish it and actually play it.
Nerd.
But... nerd. Thanks, bud.
I guess.
Well, kind of speaking, we're talking about being a nerd. I have been playing a new video game, which you are familiar with, and I know you've been waiting patiently for my review.
Well,
you've been waiting.
I'm not going to lie, I forgot, but here we are.
Fuck you too, bud. Friends for life, I guess. Hey, what's that?
Thunderbird.
Starfield.
Yeah, it's a game.
It is a game. And that's basically how I feel about it. It had so much hype on
did.
It. And then I'm not going to lie, it's falling slightly short on the things it hyped up on. Like, I don't want to give any crazy spoilers away, which I won't. But, like, the how you fly in it, it's more like, well, a lot of autopilot and just click this, click that type deal. The on-ground combat, though, is a lot of fun. The storyline, I'll only say this, the storyline is what has grabbed me so far. But if anyone out there has played any of the Fallout games, it's that, just less gravity.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're in space.
Right. So.
Although some planets you go to has more gravity, depending where you are.
Ah.
Science.
That checks out.
There is something else I want to mention that I've been up to.
The thing that has to do with the weather?
Yes. Thank you, buddy. So in my head, about a week ago, I made a prediction to myself. And I want to make it out there in the public world, make it official, because I have a couple friends that, because I'm usually pretty accurate on this stuff, I will toot my own horn a little bit. And that's predicting when the first snowfall is going to happen here in Saskatchewan. It's a game we like to play. But I always forget to write it down, blah, 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 and no one trusts me and all that stuff. So now if someone doesn't trust me, a couple of my friends, I will just force them to listen to the podcast, get us to listen, and hear the truth. It's a win-win for everyone. It's a brilliant
plan. That's true, actually. Fuck, that is smart.
And you know what? You have a little bit of time to think about it, but it'll be a fun little game. You can do BC if you want, or you can do here in Saskatchewan because, you know, we're known more for the snow. But I'm predicting, and this is snow on the ground, staying this winter. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Okay.
October 23rd.
Ooh, okay, so before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Not much before Halloween.
Because, like, tomorrow already, here in Saskatchewan, like, 5 in the morning, it's supposed to be 5 degrees. So,
ooh,
we're getting them there.
Well, and I can't really make a similar, well, because it doesn't really stick here, you know?
No, so that's why I said Saskatchewan, you have lived here for quite some time, so.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, because,
I will tell you this, because I've looked, I don't see any warmer, like, maybe 20s
at
the high.
Yeah, but, like, what's the high? Yeah, okay, so, So
tomorrow is only going to be 15, but.
That's not bad, though. That's still 15 degrees from anything sticking.
That's for like an hour, though.
Fair. That's peak heat, and that's it. I remember those days. It's like you need a jacket in the morning. The afternoon's fine. You need a jacket again at night.
Yeah.
I'm going to go November 1st. November 1st, it sticks. It'll snow before that. But it won't stick until the 1st.
I agree. Well, of course I agree. It's going to snow before November 1st because of my prediction. But even a little bit before mine, I think, we will see some
flakes.
Colder mornings and colder nights.
That's frosty how mornings. It works. The frost on the grass in the morning. I remember that.
Yeah. And I'll make sure to tell everyone what my nipple hardness scale rating is on the colder days. So,
well,
just so everyone's aware, it's going to happen. Well, I think can't stop it.
No, but I think maybe because that's not really like a standard, right? Because like,
oh, it's a standard.
Well,
I have standard nipples.
You got a standard issue.
Yeah, top of the line.
But you just said standard
triple issue, A grade.
No, just the standard nipples, weather detecting. Oh, this is a sports podcast, right?
We'll see for how much longer. It might become a Talking Stonewall Getting Nippled podcast.
I don't think that's the right move. So I don't... Personally, as somebody with below average nips, I don't think I can support.
I can talk a good solid half an hour about nipples, but weekly?
That's a different story. How about this? We'll just record half an hour and release 3 minutes every week. It'll be like a little...
No, I'm already starting to think of ideas to get off this stuff.
So there were some
categories
football.
Of nipples and stuff.
Football was played.
We have to do plugs first, dude.
Do you like this side boob? Well, you shouldn't.
Because it's not a nipple.
So you should rate and review this podcast.
Why?
So we don't have to do the podcast about nipples. Please, please download this show so we don't have to make that one. hit like, download all the shit. Follow us on X at TSWGSPod, TikTok at TSWGSPod, and Instagram at you guessed it.
Guess what?
We've been posting some TikToks. Morgan and I doing silly stuff.
I'll actually be posting one later. I took a clip when I was at the game last night. So,
well, make it look better this time, because last time it looked like shit.
We will see. I don't remember how I was holding my phone, Austin.
Uh-oh.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. So you guys will either check out our TikTok and see a beautiful video of the game or a goddamn version for ants.
I don't even remember what part of the game it was.
I think it was warm-ups. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Could have been. Follow me, Captain Morgan, too. All social medias, all of them, anything.
All of them. Even the ones that haven't come out yet. We're on it. And
I'm going to go for Captain Morgan, too. I can tell you that much.
You goddamn right. Consistency.
You can't fool me, Elon Musk.
It's the same app. He just changed the logo. That's it. It's so dumb.
Is it time to get a football? Do we even bother at this point?
Well... that, or do you have 45 minutes of nipple talk prepped?
Wait till next episode.
Find out next week on Talking Stone. Well,
now I have to create nipples. A nipple segment next episode and relate it to sports.
Related to sports. Famous nipples in sports. But it has to be, you got to do equal men and women so that it's, you know, equal opportunity.
I don't want to be called sexist. I'll look as just as many women nipples as I have to do men nipples.
100%. We got to be equal opportunity here. It's going to be a lot of nipple talk. I think we know what the episode title should be.
I don't even know what episode we're doing right now.
163.
Well, I know that. I don't football.
This is a sneak peek of our new podcast that's coming out at the end of this.
We got to get to some sports.
Okay. If you say so.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty happy that this is going to be the last time I have to do this bullshit. And go back a week prior and talk about a game. I don't think I talked about the Ottawa Red Blacks game versus Edmonton Elks. That was a terrible way to say it. but this was Trey Ford's second start of the season, I think second of his CFL career. I'm just going to go through the stats real quick on this game because it's old news at this point.
I do want to say something.
Oh, rude.
Well, I think anybody who doubted the Elks should really just shut the hell up because they're, what, 2-0 in the last two games?
Well, they are. We'll get to game three here in a moment.
Out of the two games that I mentioned,
I'm not
2-0.
They've won. I might be laughing right now, but Elks piss me off, and we will get there.
Edmonton Elks showing once again to the world that they are the best team in Edmonton.
Okay, there you go. I was about to destroy this podcast. Destroy the podcast.
They are without a doubt the best CFL team in Alberta, north of Calgary.
Again, nice save. I don't think I said the score yet. They did win. It was against Ottawa, 30-20. Wow, my brain just shut off. After this game, they had a two-game win streak. My brain's going crazy because our result of Elks game that played this week. So
it's like, brain, what are we doing here?
I'm so glad that there's going to be no more Sunday games because the NFL is starting up.
Oh yeah, it's yeah. You can't really.
Yeah, go ahead. Friday, Saturday, keep it simple. There's a triple header next Saturday.
You're a triple header
on my birthday.
That's a good present for you.
Well, and I'm going bowling. I forgot to mention that. I'm going bowling.
No, you didn't mention it. You mentioned it earlier. I was like, oh, I'm excited for my birthday. And you're like, yeah, me too. I'm going bowling.
Also, it's my slow pitch wind up. Yeah. So there's going to be like 17 of us.
Oh, dang.
Three lanes. It's going to be fun. Trey Ford, he went 15 for 18, crazy passing percentage, 317 yards, one touchdown, no picks. There will be people out there who will be like, yeah, that was against Ottawa. Well, you're not wrong. It was against Ottawa, but Ottawa's defense, they're more solid than people give them credit for. I have to take a drink quick. Holy crap.
Well, I guess you're allowed to have liquid go down your esophagus. And there you go.
Dustin Crum. He's yeah, it's a great name. We're trying
every time you say it.
He didn't have the comeback this time around. The crumb back. Whoops.
Yeah, how did you miss that opportunity?
17 for 26, 172 yards. I gotta move on from this game. Especially because this weekend, the proper week, this is the main reason why we get to talk all the game. Why am I explaining this? But BC Lions went to Montreal. This was BC's first time playing on the Labor Day weekend since, I believe, 2015.
Damn.
It's usually their bye week because they don't have a rivalry. Lately, it's been Ottawa and Montreal. Those are two matchups.
Right.
Ottawa's having the bye this week. They play Montreal next week. yeah, the back-to-back bye for. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's dumb, Morgan. Shut up. BC Lions. They beat Montreal 34-25. I watched some of this game, the second half at least. And from what I grasped from it, Montreal didn't have a chance. They didn't score a single touchdown in the first half. They only got, I think, well, the stats are right in front of me. I could probably tell you. Cody Fajardo, he went 22. Yeah, he's garbage like always.
Wow.
He went 22 for 35, 308 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Ooh.
Not great. I mean, decent yardage, but whatever, you lost. Let's see. And then William Stanback, that was the second touchdown. So, yeah, Montreal got two touchdowns, but that didn't come. You know what, everyone? Technology fucked us, and you guys just missed out on some comedy gold with myself. Awesome cream in here. It was flawless. Oh, it would have, dude, like, it would have raised their ratings to, like, millions.
Yeah. Telling you.
Overnight.
I believe that.
Before we even uploaded it, people just felt that energy.
They would know.
In all seriousness, technology did fuck us. I didn't even realize that. It ended, and then I just got a message in my headphones from Austin saying my app closed. And I was like, okay, I was almost on to the next game at that point.
Like, I believe Austin's real quiet.
Yeah. I mean, that's usual through the CFL part. So
that's
I believe the last thing I said was something about Montreal getting two touchdowns through William Stanback and Cody Fajardo. Moving on to BC was Vernon Adams Jr., 21 for 33 yards, 21 for 33, 306 yards, three touchdowns. See, now it's I'm shitting the bed. You guys missed the
damn the
comedy
we
gold.
Really did.
Yeah, it really sucks now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we should probably just quit the pod.
Nah.
Okay.
Maybe, well, I mean, maybe the universe is telling us something.
Well.
So, moving on to the next game. Before I say anything about this game, I did decide to put down just a small little three-game parlay. Starting with the Riders winning this game. So it was the Labor Day class. Well, I guess they're all Labor Day classics. This next game, that's the Banjo Bowl or whatever. Anyways, Winnipeg playing the Riders. This game went to overtime. First time these two teams in the Labor Day classic have ever gone to overtime, which is absolutely insane. I didn't know that stat. And oh my lord, the Riders did win this 32-30, and I gotta say, fuck you, Riders, for giving me heart attacks after heart attacks after heart attacks. They've gotta be the first in the CFL for giving their fans the most heart attacks.
That checks out.
It's, oh my lord, there's stupid plays, and I don't even know where to begin on this one. The first half was very slow. It was this entire game was a defensive grind. There was only 24 points given up by both defenses. I can't speak right now. Holy shit. Both D's in the first four quarters, and then there's overtime, which, like, for the Riders to only give up 24 points against well, 30 points against the Winnipeg's offense is remarkable. I think after the first half, Winnipeg only had 5 completions, which is absolutely insane. Zach Claro's finished the game for 13-26, 279 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I mean, he played a decent game, did what he needed to do, but fuck you, Zach, it wasn't enough. I will say, before I say Jake Dolgala's stats, there was a really dirty play by the Riders. It was, I forget his first name, Robertson, this is his last name. Shoot, what's his first name? I can't remember it now. He, after a great defensive play, the Riders were winning at this point, and he ended up, for whatever reason, headbutting Zach Claro's. It was one of the dumber plays I've seen in quite some time in CFL. Mm-hmm. We already got, already found out that he got a 1-game suspension for that dumb play. So that's the beauty of recording on Mondays. This is, we already know some things, which is kind of nice. So he won't be able to play during the Banjo Bowl, which is kind of a huge loss because he's a great D lineman. But when you're doing stupid shit like he did, it was like, I doubt you've seen it, Austin, but it was not a good judgment call on his part, that's for sure.
Right. No, I haven't seen it, but yeah, that's doesn't sound like it.
You can't go around headbutting people.
No.
But Jake Dolgala, in his third CFL start, his second win in 3 starts, he went 22 for 39, 326 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, because Brett Lowther kicked 5 field goals.
Yeah.
He went 5 for 5, so that was
not bad.
Remarkable. And there was I thought Jake did throw a touchdown. Oh, no, that's what it was. Twice the Riders ended up getting it down to like the goal line type deal, and it's Antonio Pipkin that ended up, you know, 3 rushes, 5 yards for 2 touchdowns. So, hey, we traded one of our punters away for him and for this exact reason, and he's doing his job perfectly. So, can't argue him for that.
There you go.
Get mad at him. No, this game was, the Riders had the lead for 90% of the game until right after that boneheaded headbutting play, which gave extra life to Winnipeg, and they ended up taking a 24-20 lead. And then once again, the Riders ended up punting it for a single, making a 3-point lead for Winnipeg. And then, yeah, Brett Lowther kicking his 5th field goal of the night to tie it up. It was, and then also the overtime matchup was literally happening like 10 yards away from me. So it was remarkable. I had a perfect view of everything. It was a great night. We were all worried about it going to be too smoky and stuff, which it has been, but it cleared up just for the game. It was great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm As a Rider fan, I'm pretty big fan of this Jake Dolgella quarterback. I mean, he's 6'7". He's not a
goddamn.
He definitely comes with his some benefits, being able to, well, for example, see over someone like Willie Jefferson, who's also 6'7" with a wingspan of a billion feet. D lineman with the most knockdowns on in CFL history or something like that is insane this year. He has, yeah. Anyways, where am I at? Next game, the Toronto Argonauts. Again, I picked Toronto to win for my, they were my second team in my three-game parlay. Looking fantastic. We have to get to the next game yet, though. Toronto Argonauts ended up winning 41-28 over Hamilton. In Hamilton, it was a thwomping, as you would say.
Who would say that? Who would say
what? I apparently just did.
A thwomping, maybe a thumping.
No, a thwomping.
A thwomping. Okay. It sounds like you're trying to say fucking swamping, but you can't say S's.
Well, they're a kitty cat. They're a tiger cat, so it's thwomping.
All right, I'm going. I'm going to go home now.
Aren't you already home?
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Uh-oh, don't let your wife hear that. Oh, this is Hamilton, you know, just like all these Labor Day classics, generally speaking, they usually, over history, have gone a certain way. And they've usually have gone Hamilton's way, but Toronto this year, they're entire different beast. Yeah, it's, I watched again second half of this game because I was working today. Again, that time and a half, gotta love it. Chad Kelly went 15-for-23, 201 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And then AJ Olet, the running back, went 1-for-1, 26 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Not bad. Those are good stats.
Yeah. And in the Edmonton and Calgary games, something similar like that happened as well. So, Taylor Powell for Hamilton went 30-for-42, 296 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Yeah. Hamilton, again, just like the for Montreal against BC there, they had no chance, Hamilton did in this game. Like, it was over since kickoff. It was Toronto controlled this game from the word go, as you would say. Yeah. The final game of the Labor Day Classic, I picked Edmonton Elks to win this game in my three-game parlay.
Oh.
Which I would have taken home $30. Nice little payout for $5 bet.
Not bad, not bad.
Fuck you, Elks.
Well,
no, fuck you.
No, hear me out.
No, no. Fuck you, Elks.
No, no, no. Just hear me out. Just quit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Hear me out here. Up until the fourth quarter.
Up until like the last 3 minutes of
the they did
fourth
great.
Quarter.
And oof, man, I just.
Yeah, their last 4 possessions for Calgary was a field goal and then touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. That was their last 4 possessions of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
Although Trey Ford in his now third CFL start, he went 14 for 23, 137 yards, one touchdown. And the receiver, he also used to play for the Riders last couple of years, Kyron Moore, went 1 for 1, 119, 19 yards. The receiver just kept running back and forth like cricket.
Oh, God.
And one touchdown.
Nice.
So back-to-back games, a little bit of trickery happening in CFL, which I'm all for.
Ooh, a little trickery.
Shut up.
Almost spooky season.
You want to hear kind of a funny stat?
Spooky stat.
Trey Ford. I'm just going to ignore you. Like I already said, his passing yards was 137. Trey Ford had 11 carries for 135 yards. So he basically ran for the same amount as he threw the ball through the air. And only 11 attempts.
Wow.
He's so fast. Like, if you watch him play, and he's Canadian.
You're Canadian.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. But God damn, you have to watch him play sometime because he is stupidly quick. He probably, to get away from people, he probably ran closer to like 200 combined yards.
Damn.
He's all over the place. He was the only reason why Elks had a chance to win me a little $25 there. So that didn't happen.
Well, no, it didn't.
Calgary did snap a 3-game losing streak at home. Well, actually, I think technically after Edmonton. Oh, no, now Hamilton now officially holds that record for the most straight home losses this season, at least. Because I think they lost 4 straight ever since Edmonton snapped their 22-game home win last game or last week, which I completely overlooked when I talked about that game. Whoops. I feel like I talked about... Did we do a later record last episode? I can't remember. I just remember meow. And that's all I remember from it. Whatever. As soon as
I don't know.
As soon as I end the episode, I just walk out of my memory. A little bit of CFL news real quick. Chad Kelly, the quarterback for Toronto Argonauts. Did I say the stats for... No, I didn't. Jake Mayer went 27 for 34, 315 yards, no touchdown, one interception. Their running backs had a couple touchdowns. Jake Mayer had the game-winning touchdown. So that's where we're at. That matchup, real quick, as far as Labor Day Classics, coming into this game, the Elks, well, Edmonton and Calgary, were 30 wins and 30 losses and one overtime. Well, one tie.
One overtime?
Yeah, just one overtime. So now, since Calgary won, they are up 31 wins to 30 losses. So it's real close in that matchup. Well, excuse me.
Well,
Chad Kelly, again, the quarterback for Toronto Argonauts, wants to go back to the NFL really, really, really bad. So Toronto... In my mind, this is what they did. They went up to the agent of Chad and went up to Chad himself. It was probably like, hey, we understand you want to go back to the NFL. So we're going to give you as much money as we humanly can possible. So then if you don't make it in the NFL, you will only want to be with us. Because I'm not going to lie, he's fucking good. He's a solid quarterback. And now he can becomes the most expensive player in the CFL. He signed a 3-year extension. And like true CFL form, we don't have all the info of exactly how his contract works. I hate CFL for that. But over the 3 years, he gets $1.865 million, which is huge in the CFL. He's 29 years old. Like I already said, he's really good. He's a nephew of the Hall of Fame quarterback, Jim Kelly.
Oh, shit.
The fact that Austin just said, oh, shit, since football isn't his main sport, tells you a lot about.
I know Jim Kelly. I know the name for sure. The fact that I know that name.
Yeah, so Chad Kelly is the nephew of Jim Kelly, so that's why he wants to go into the NFL, become like his uncle. So
that's fair.
But what we do know about his contract is in 2024, he will receive a $250,000 signing bonus if he doesn't end up going into the NFL in the offseason, which he's going to try his damnest to go back to the NFL whenever he does any type of interviews. That's what he says. He's not hiding it, which some people hate him for. So I don't know. Fuck it. Time will tell. But finally, that's all I have for some CFL. But hey, before we know it, Austin will be taking up all the time in hockey anyways, because it's September and the first preseason game is September 23rd. So
buddy, I'm so ready.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, well, I guess we should officially say it's time for NHL. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing is the training camp starts September 20th. So I don't know what which is the first game, but that means there's going to be two teams that only get 3 days of training camp before they have to play a preseason game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're working out and training before it. Like, they're not just going in.
Yeah, I get that. There's rookie camp and all that deal. I understand. Yeah.
Now, and as you talk about, obviously the new season is coming up and very exciting. Lots to talk about. I will say just a quick aside, my favorite part about the beginning part of every new season, and especially one like this, is seeing all the new faces and new places. Mm-hmm. Because there's some that I forgot, with this off season. Do you know who Matt Duchene plays for now?
Preds?
No, that's who he used to play for.
Right. Then no.
Dallas.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit. This is kind of my idea I had in my head, and I'm pretty sure you'll go along with it.
I might,
especially since, you know, we're ramping up to the season, so I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of hard to find some things to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think next episode and then the episode following that, we'll do a Eastern Conference. So that'll involve both divisions in the East. Kind of break down. That'll be the NHL thing. And then the week after, we'll do the West or vice versa.
Okay. Do you like kind of predictions or?
Well, yeah. It'll just be just a complete breakdown. We'll dig into the teams a little bit and all that stuff and give her two cents.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Predictions and see what we think and
yeah,
mix up a little bit.
I like that. But in the meantime, we got some contracts that did not and have not aged well.
Yeah, last week we did the six contracts that aged like fine wine. Now this is more like rotten, shitty wine.
I was going to say, this one, these aged a little closer to...
prison wine.
I was going to say fresh fruit.
Okay.
It doesn't say, well, anyway. So, Tyler Seguin, 2018, signs an 8-year deal at $9.85 million a season. Now, and here's the thing, right? When he signed this contract, worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
However, he is not the all-star he once was. His game has declined. He's had hip issues, knee injuries. He only played three games in the 2020-2021 season. And now I know that's a shortened season, but he still played three games.
Yeah.
Injuries have slowed him right down. And with 3 years left on this deal, it's not looking great. And
can't necessarily blame him for the injuries, though, that's for sure.
No, it's not his fault at all, but the contract itself, you know, if you're looking at it strictly at a contract point of view, it's a rough one. And
although same, Dallas have been doing pretty solid even with this contract on their books right now.
Well, and that's the thing, but they have had to get a little more creative, especially with guys like him and Jamie Benn being some of the highest paid and not necessarily the best players on the team.
No, although I wouldn't mind having Jamie Benn on my team, just not for what he gets paid for.
Maybe half. But then you got guys like Jason Robertson. Anyway.
We're not talking about them.
No, we're not. We're talking about Mark Edward Vlasic. Now, Mark Edward Vlasic, back in 2017, was feeling good. He signs an 8-year deal at $7 million per. And before this contract kicked in, the years before, he was quite good. And there was a reason he got paid a lot of money. However, that contract kicked in. And now he's basically just kind of there.
Yeah, it began when he's 31 years old, this contract.
Well, and that's the thing, too, which San Jose, what the hell are you doing giving an 8-year contract to a 31-year-old?
Yeah, you do that when they're like 27 to 29. That's when you toss the... Or even 25, 26,
not 31. That's crazy. And his play has declined significantly. He's now 36 and no signs of getting any better. There's $7 million a year. They can't trade him because nobody wants that contract. That's a rough one.
Yeah, now, that's not good.
So this one is interesting. This is what... Dion Phaneuf. Now, Dion Phaneuf, for a time, he
was good.
You know, with the Flames, he put up some impressive stats. Really was exciting, right?
He could just hit. The fact that he could slap shot the puck from center ice and still break the glass.
Well, and that was the thing, right? His shot was bonkers hard. Now, that's the thing. He had a hard shot.
He couldn't hit the net over.
He could not hit the net for shit. But boy, could he make that puck go fast.
Yeah, but hey, you shoot it 10 times and you only need the one sometimes. So.
And sometimes that one never comes. Now
that's also true. But he also used to do the Red Bull down skate thing. So I give him hell props for that too. Thing. You know, like, oh, I forget what it's called, but sponsored by Red Bull. And
no, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I just want to hear you struggle.
Fuck you.
I also don't remember what it's called.
Fuck you too then.
David, Dion Phaneuf. His excellent play in Calgary earned him a big fat contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs, 7 years, $7 million per season, earning him $49 million overall. And boy, did he not live up to the hype.
He was back in 2013. God, I feel old.
Well, and the thing with Phaneuf too was he wasn't necessarily terrible for the Leafs.
No.
But the Leafs players around him were. It was an awful team. And he was the only one that was decent for a while, at least. And everyone got mad at him because he was the captain. But, like, boy, I just...
Now they kind of wish they had a bit more of that defensemen on their team.
Well.
Maybe not enough because he's up there in age, but still.
Yeah, maybe someone a little younger.
Yeah.
Speaking of Toronto and speaking of 2013, David
Clarkson
gets signed to a 7-year contract at $5.25 million. It's rough. I like this from the article. This deal will go down in hockey history as the moment when NHL GMs realized overpaying 28-year-old gritty wingers with one 30-goal season to their name is pretty risky.
That's from the Hockey News. I should probably say that since we said you basically read a paragraph from their article.
That's not a paragraph.
I know, but it's still.
It's one sentence.
I don't think the Hockey News... Okay, it's a paragraph for me reading so hard.
Why don't you...
It's like one of my friends... asked if I wanted to borrow one through four Harry Potter books, and I was thinking to myself, like, do you even know me? I've read one book my entire life.
The Bible, right?
No, Alive.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck the Bible.
Wow. Okay, let's... So David Clarkson, he was just bad. He never lived up to his.
I don't even recognize that name, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Dave Boland is a rough one. Signed in 2014 with the Florida Panthers, 5 years, $5.5 million. Just wasn't good. He scored the game winning.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I was just going to say, so basically, in like the shout out for Zach. So basically, like in the last three people that you mentioned, you didn't want to have a first name that started with a D because you're going to get a good contract for you, but for the team, a shitty contract.
Yeah, we got Dion, David, and Dave.
Yeah, I stopped you for that, just so you're aware.
That's great. So,
you're welcome.
The thing about Dave Boland, the issue with the signing, they call it a legacy signing because previous to this, 2013, Dave Boland scored the game-winning goal for the Stanley Cup. And you know, if a guy can score the game-winning goal in the Stanley Cup, that's a good player. You should give him 5-year contract at $5.5 million per season. He never lived up to his contract. But this one, this is a big one. And this is one that was kind of upset me a little bit. Not upset me, but well, a little bit. So Corey Schneider.
It was an interesting one.
Corey Schneider was the, for a little while, he was the backup to Roberto Luongo in the Vancouver Canucks organization.
That was back when I was actually jealous of the Canucks, and that goalie duo was solid. You guys had Luongo was great until the playoffs happened, and Corey Schneider was a solid backup.
So the thing was, Vancouver decided, because we have two pretty damn good goalies, we should get rid of both of them. And we did.
Yes, great call.
Now, I will say, I guess this has changed a little bit, but my argument for Corey Schneider being traded away was, well, at least we got the draft pick that got us Bo Horvat.
Yeah, well,
but he's not a Canuck.
trade everything away that you get for.
Yeah, Schneider. Trade Schneider. Oh, we got a draft pick. We got Bo Horvat. Great, he's our captain, and he's gone. but then he played for New Jersey. He started to be really good, but
he's up and down. He's very up and down.
He's very up and down, and he got bought out. Because it just wasn't a good contract. Now, I would argue, I don't think you should give any goalie a crazy long-term contract. I think it's extremely risky.
Yeah, like we've seen multiple times.
Yep. Rick DiPietro is one of the more famous ones.
Yeah. Goalies are a weird breed, and they can go down just as quickly as they can go up.
True story. So. True story. Like Sergei Bobrovsky. He's either Vezina Trophy winner or garbage.
Yeah, or like recent history, if you look at like on the Calgary side of things, look at Markstrom. When he first signed that contract 2 years ago, people weren't talking about it at all. Last year, a little different story.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, at the same time, if you're a really good goalie, lots of times they won't sign for just pennies either. So,
no, of course not. And they want security, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually messed up a little bit. I wanted to talk about this at the top of the NHL segment, but I forgot. But anyway, here we go. So, we are getting a new professional women's hockey league in 2024, January. We got six teams. I can't remember. Yeah. So we got Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, New York, Boston, and Minnesota, St. Paul, which I'm very happy for.
Well, I think it's really cool. Well, first of all, it's really cool that, well, it's long overdue that the women don't have their own professional hockey league.
Well, so here's the thing, because it is kind of complicated. There have been, and there was at one point, two different leagues that were kind of competing with each other, which is not a good idea. You don't want to split the market on a not very large market yet. And that's not anything rude. That's not anything mean. It's just you got to build up that market before you're going to compete, you know? And
this time around, it sounds like they're doing it right. And it's real cool that they 3-on-3, like three Canadian, three.
Yes, I do like American that as well. Teams. That is very cool.
The original six teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Ottawa is one of them.
Which is kind of cool.
And Minnesota.
So almost the same as the 06. We're just missing Detroit and
Chicago.
Good call. Nice.
I wasn't sure, though, when I say
it. No, you were not confident, but you were correct. And that's what's important. Now we're not going to talk. I don't think we have time to get to everything this week because we are almost done.
Stuff in here.
But I will say,
we spent the first 10 minutes just laughing.
That is
talking about nipples.
10 to 15 minutes more like, but yeah, you are correct. I think maybe that's how our podcast will go, is it'll eventually just transition to like 50 minutes of us laughing and shit. And then yeah, the last 10 minutes are just crammed in. Stone. Yeah. Yeah. Well, ooh, that's anyway. So a little while ago, or it feels like just a little while ago, we were talking about, now bear with me, the direction I'm going with this. We talked about Alex DeBrincat being traded from Ottawa to Detroit. And at the time, we had no idea, but potentially that trade may or may not have decided where Patrick Kane will go next.
And this was like a couple weeks, or not even of him being like, oh, we're not going, or he's not going to make a decision until like halfway through the season. We talked about that like a week or two ago. I forget when.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I think. And because the desire is to play with DeBrincat again. Because, boy, when Patrick Kane and Alex DeBrincat were playing together, DeBrincat put up over 50 goals. Kane had a shitload of assists. It was a good time for everybody involved. And if Detroit gets to benefit from that, I don't think they're too upset about it. The question is,
they'll get a deal on Kane. So,
well, and that's the thing, right? Because Patrick Kane is coming off a massive contract that he signed. He's got a lot of money. He doesn't necessarily need a lot
in theory
on this contract. Like, he might go for like a $2 million contract.
You know? And I honestly think, at this point in his career, that's generous.
Right, because he's not, like, he's not what he
You're
wants.
You're not going to sign him more than a year at a time.
No, but
or at least he shouldn't.
But who knows, you know, playing with DeBrincat again, that chemistry, who knows? I mean,
yeah, but we just finished talking about what that we don't need Kane to all of a sudden have a stellar year, then he gets a like 5-6 year contract or something crazy like that.
Oh my god,
10 million a season.
Yeah, and then we can soon talk about it on the worst contracts or the worst age contracts.
Yeah,
but yeah, so you may potentially be seeing Patrick Kane on his third original six team now that we're talking about it. Actually,
well, that's kind of cool. I do honestly, in all honesty, though, I do think he would be a decent fit with Detroit. He brings, because this is weird to say about Detroit, but he brings that veteran presence. So yep. They've gotten younger over the years.
Well, they had to.
Well, yeah, because everyone on their team passed away.
Passed away, Jesus.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, my dad thinks Datsyuk still plays for Detroit. So.
Oh, buddy.
It's probably every hockey draft, he's like, can I pick Datsyuk and Zetterberg?
I'm like, no.
No.
No, Dad, you cannot.
I mean, Yager's been talking about coming back. We talked about that rumor. Datsyuk? Listening?
Nah, I don't think Datsyuk will. I think he has a family.
So,
well, he probably wants
people
to be with
can him. Play hockey and have a family.
Yeah,
I just like how he said that he has a family. Can't
well Yager off. Really doesn't. So he just plays hockey. He just hockey is his life, dude.
Yeah, he should be. No, I was gonna say he should be Mr. Hockey, but that wouldn't be fair to Gordie Howe. So,
yeah, also Gordie Howe played forever. He played professional and North American hockey in his 50s.
That's true.
Anyway.
If any person can beat that record, that could be Yager.
That's true. I think we should end this thing.
Have we ruined people's nights long enough? Or days or mornings?
Well,
or
we don't know when you're listening.
Oh, I know. I know everything.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
All right, everyone out there, stay stoked and stay safe.
It's that Truman Show reference.
I don't care. Bye. Say bye, or we're going to end on nipples. Get your nipple on.